Let yourself really settle into the experience of being here. For people who are here for the first time, settle into the experience of being here for the first time. Those of us who have been here before, settle into the experience of being back here. And just really let yourself rest. Rest in your own presence. Rest in the sublime majesty of your own presence. Rest in the sweetness of your own. Rest in the luminosity of your own clarity. Rest in the beauty of your humanity. Rest in the presence of your own truth. And again, very, very gently, very tenderly, very kindly, just sit in your own presence, sit with the breath. So when I was sort of feeling what I would bring in to read tonight, I was thinking, this is always a mistake, I've been on a David White kind of obsession, but what I had, it just wasn't working. And then I was looking at Mary Oliver, but nothing was speaking to me. I pulled out Kabir, definitely not. So I had a moment of, no readings tonight, okay, whatever. So then, just as I was leaving, I remembered what it was that David White, that I'd heard him speak, that was so moving, I had to immediately order two books. So I went back and I got that, and that, of course, was what I want to read to you. And then when I was driving over, I was listening to All Things Considered. And I don't know if any of you hear the interview with Sally Field?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
all in the car, I guess, at the same time.
So she said that quote from George Eliot. I didn't know that quote. It's never too late to become what you were meant to be. It's never too late to become what you were meant to be. And I thought, wow, how is that for a nugget of wisdom to infuse class tonight? So in the spirit of welcoming everybody back to Monday night class, let us also celebrate the profound possibility that it is never too late to become what we thought we were meant to be, believe we are meant to be, or simply are meant to be, and just really rest in the possibility. You know, that's like the divine possibility, right? That's like, it's always becoming. We're always becoming, and it never is too late. So here is David White. So this is the other thing. When I heard him recite this, I was just like, oh, God, I love this. And I thought, I've got to put this in my newsletter. I told this to Claude the other day. I've been writing a newsletter since the summer, and I can't quite articulate what I want to say. So it started as the summer 2018 newsletter. Then it became the summer fall 2018. Now it's the fall newsletter. And maybe I'll finish it sometime in the next couple of weeks. I don't know. But anyway, if I ever do, this is going in there. So this is from a newish book of his called Consolations, that I think basically he was really inspired by his dear friend John O'Donohue, who died so tragically a few years ago, and wrote this amazing book called Blessings. And that's an amazing book. I have to say, I don't think this is anywhere near that. but it's got some lovely things in it. I mean, I love David White. He's amazing, but he's a little too much in his head for me. But he's fabulous. And this is like everything that I believe about what this class is, what I am, what we are all to each other. This is the core of what I believe. So these are these little essays, and this one is an essay on friendship. And it kind of goes on and on and on, but then at the end he really gets it. And he says, "The ultimate touchstone of friendship is not improvement, neither of the other nor of the self. The ultimate touchstone is witness. The ultimate touchstone is witness. The privilege of having been seen by someone and the equal privilege of being granted the sight of the essence of another." Mm. "The privilege of having been seen by someone and the equal privilege of being granted the sight of the essence of another. To have walked with them and to have believed in them and sometimes just to have accompanied them for however brief the span on a journey impossible to accomplish alone." Mm-hmm. "The ultimate touchstone of friendship is not improvement, neither of the other nor of the self. The ultimate touchstone is witness, the privilege of having been seen by someone and the equal privilege of being granted the sight of the essence of another." Granted the sight of the essence of another. "To have walked with them and to have believed in them and sometimes just to have accompanied them for however brief a span on a journey impossible to accomplish alone." So there it is. That's it. There's nothing else to say. So let us celebrate the touchstone of true friendship, and let us celebrate the possibility of becoming everything that we're meant to be, which from the yogic perspective would simply be the self. Letting go of all those small identities that are so bloody boring and do nothing for us, and merging in the sublime magnificence of our true nature. Satchit Ananda, the inner self, that pulsating, bubbling, resonating, luminous magnificence at the core of being, which we touch so easily on the chant.